Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It was a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having Manny Avramides on the show. I think I said his name correctly at that time. CEO of the American Management Association, the AMA, folks. Actually, American Management Association International, AMA. So many of you have heard about the American Management Association, especially in some of the books you've read. They publish a lot of the books you've read. A lot of the books I've told you about over the last 20 years were published by the AMA. And it's a great organization. They do wonderful work with helping to educate professionals in business in the marketplace. And he's our new friend. Manny, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Jim.
It's good to have you here. Avramides, did I pronounce that right?
That is absolutely correct.
Avramides. All right. Well, with a name like Blasingame, Manny, I try to get other people's names right. So, all right. You and I are talking. Got a very touchy subject to talk about today, but it's very important. It's something that's needed quite a bit. I've been around the marketplace a long time, Manny. My gray hair is not premature. And so I go back to the old days, you know, back to the old management style when managers could get away with just about anything. Some of it was not too bad. Some of it was really bad. And now we've come to a point in time where we're the tightening of behaviors is really increased a lot, especially in the area of how we treat our people, and especially in the area of sexual harassment. It's just there's no tolerance anymore. It's the way it should be. But I want you to help us talk about that a little bit. So, do we need to know what it is? Do we need to know what sexual harassment is? Do we need to define that?
Sure. There are two forms of sexual harassment. The first is the extremely obvious one, which is what we consider quid pro quo, and that occurs. Best to define it by using an example. So a boss, usually a boss male, would ask a female for a sexual favor in return for something. So if you commit this sexual favor, you will receive a promotion or you will not get fired.
Hey boss, I want to raise. Okay, what do you want to do for it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's an easy one. The other type is a little more subtle, and it's what we would consider a hostile work environment. And that's when the environment that the individual is in is hostile from the perspective of. The example would be continuous sexual jokes, posters of centerfolds posted on the walls,
right,
where a reasonable person would feel that it's inhibiting them from doing their jobs effectively.
Mm-hmm. Or where, as for the women, because there probably wouldn't be male and female posters on the wall, right? not that they would want either one of those, but the point is that where women, anything that would give the impression that women were children of a lesser god or whatever, they're women are not to be taken as seriously as men are.
Well, you can certainly define it that way. Now, folks may think, well, you know, who does that? Now, in today's day and age,
I remember when it was done. I remember when it was done,
and there you go.
It was commonplace.
And now today, you also have the younger generations growing up listening to music where women are degraded continuously in the radio waves.
The rap music is awful.
And awards are given to such people. So the same folks that would show up wearing black dresses to be unified are the same folks who are awarding lyrics that are not necessarily appropriate, certainly not appropriate for a workplace. So
thank you
I
for
work
pointing
in Midtown
that out.
Manhattan. Yeah, so with some of the folks who are entering the workforce, I'm in Midtown Manhattan. On my way to work, what I see on the streets, whether it's a naked cowboy or a naked cowgirl, literally, or lyrics from a rap song or any other music. And then you walk into the office, and if any of that happened, the individual could lose their job. So there is a certain level of education that has to take place so that people know what the normal standard is within a workplace.
Well, one thing I want to point out here is we'll go to a break, Manny. there's a coinciding scenario or a condition that's going along with this tightening of what's acceptable with regard to sexual behavior and behavior in the marketplace, the workplace. There's also a coarsening of society. You hear women using language that you didn't hear them use before, and those things kind of bump up against each other. And I wonder if those two things are at cross purposes now. And I want to talk about that when we come back. And how bad is this in the marketplace? How prolific is this in the marketplace? After these messages, Manny Avramides is with the American.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.